Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Masna Adam Ale Ruvai. A person is permitted to place two Eruvim on Erev Shabbos, one at the end of 2,000 Amos from his city to the east, and one at the end of 2,000 Amos from his city to the west, and make a Tanai, make a condition, and say as follows. The Omer, in Bo Gaim and Amizrach, if there's a group of dangerous Gaim that are coming from the east, and I'll have to run away from the west, and I'll have to run away to the west, then Eruvi Lamarev, let my Shvisa, let my place for Shabbos acquire during Ben Hashmashos the area towards the west, and that's where I'll have my extra place to run, and that's where I'll stretch out my tchum, my border, and not in the east. And then the other way around, Ben Hamarev, or if I know that the dangerous group of Goyim are coming from the west, then I could say Eruvi Lamizrach, let my Erev acquire my stretch out the tchum in the east and give me an extra 2,000 amos over there and not to the west. So you could pick, you know, which one you want. In Ba'u Mikan and Mikan, and if the dangerous Gentiles are coming from the east and from the west, so then Lamakom Sheretz Eilich, wherever I want to go, you know, wherever I want to run away, let my Erev acquire that area that I want to go to. Lobo Mikan, Lo Mikan, if they didn't come from, you know, from any direction, not from the east, not from the west, then Irene Kabine Iri, I'm like a regular citizen, that I didn't place any Erev, and therefore I'll have 2,000 Amos from the city in all directions, and I'm not extending my Erev, you know, any bonus areas. And the reason why a person is permitted to make a Tanai in all these cases is because by Erevin, Erev Techumen, we see the concept of Breira, which basically means that, you know, the simple way to explain this is that you can make these conditions without any problems. We let, like, you know, your later das reveal what your initial knowledge was, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay, so we say Yesh Breira. Another case would be if a person, you know, wants to go out and greet a Talmid Chacham who's coming to give a shir in the town. So he says, Im ba chacham min ha-mizrach, if the chacham will come from the east, and I want to greet him in the east, Eruv el ha-mizrach, let my Erev be towards the east. Min ha-marev, if he's coming from the west, Eruv el ha-marev, let my Erev be towards the west. Balakan ulakan, if there's two chachamim coming from either end, then l'makom she'etze elik, let my Erev acquire the side that I want, and I'll pick which chacham I want to greet. So, Baal Khan Lakan, if you have two Chachamim coming on either end, then Lamakom Sheretze Eilech, you could acquire the Erev to whichever Chacham you want to greet, and that's fine. And then the flip case, Lo Lakan, Lo Lakan, in the case of two Chachamim, you can only pick one. Okay, fine. Lo Lakan, Lo Lakan, what if there are no Chachamim coming at all? Then I already could be Eri, I'm like a regular citizen, and therefore I'll have my 2,000 Amos from the center of the city in any direction, but I don't have the bonus, you know, the extra 2,000 Amos outside the city. Rabbi Huda, Omer, Rabbi Huda says, if one of these Chachamim are his Rabbi, and you have two of them coming, one from the east and one from the west, then, you go after your Rabbi, and not after the other Chacham, and therefore generally we'll assume that your Erev will stretch to the east or to the west, whichever one has your Rabbi coming, not the other Chacham who's not your Rabbi. If both of them are your Rabbis, then lamakom she'etze yelech, you could pick whichever one you want, and you know, and that would be fine. You can go in both directions, but you could pick whichever one you want, and that's okay. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas a chachamim hold that afilu echad mehim rabbi, even if one of them is your rabbi, you could still go to whichever way you want, and you're not dafka. You don't dafka have to go towards your actual rabbi, because shepamim ma'adav adam kabbalas pnei chaveri al kabbalas pnei rabbi. Because sometimes a person wants to greet a friend more than he wants to greet a rabbi. So you can have two chachamim coming, one who is his rabbi, one isn't. But for some reason he likes the other one, he's permitted to greet him because he's his friend more than his rabbi. He's not, you know, obligated just to go to the direction of his rabbi, but he's permitted to go in the direction of his friend who's a chacham also in order to greet him. Okay. Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov HaSamach Shabbos. The rule is, just like you have to have an Erev for Tchumen, for the border, on Shabbos, you have to have it also for Yom Tov. What's different about Shabbos and Yom Tov is that on Yom Tov you can carry even without an Erev, and Shabbos to carry you have to have an Erev. But regarding the border of how far can I walk towards the end of the town where there's no one around, so Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same, that they both have to have an Erev Techumen. So now we say like this, so Blazer Omer, Blazer says, what happens if Yom Tov HaSamach HaShabbos, Yom Tov comes out very close to Shabbos, whether it's Yom Tov falls out on Friday and then it goes into Shabbos, or it's Shabbos and then Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, so Shabbos goes into Yom Tov. So do you have to have two Erevs for Shabbos and Yom Tov, or is one Erev good enough for Shabbos and Yom Tov together? So let's see. Me'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin, a person should make two Erevs. If he has to go out of the border on the first day towards the east, and then on the second day he has to go towards the west. So let's say on Yom Tov, on the first day he has to go, in an example where, you know, well, it could be either or, we'll go through it. But let's just say one of the days he has to go to the east, Yom Tov for Shabbos, and the other days he has to go to the west, Yom Tov for Shabbos. So how does he set up his Erevs? So he's permitted to place two Erevs. On the Erev, on the Erev, you know, of the first day, whether it's Yom Tov or Shabbos. Let's just say if you have, you know, Erev Yom Tov falls out on Friday, and then you have Shabbos. Or you have Shabbos, then you have the Sunday. So you place one Erev where you want it to be to the east side where you're gonna go. And then for the next day, you put the Erev where you want it to go for the west side. For Omer, you say as follows. Eruv HaRishon LaMizrach. The first Erev should go towards my eastern needs. Vashani, then for the next day, Lamarv, you go towards my western needs. Or you could say, Harishu Lamarv, Hashani Lamizrach. The first day I'm going to go to the west, and the second day I'm going to go to the east. And the Gemara explains that we're talking about a case where he places the two Erevs at the end of 1,000 Amos of the east, and then at the end of 1,000 Amos of the west. Not 2,000 like we normally say, but 1,000. Why? Because had he put it at the end of the 2,000 Amos, so then the second Erev would never be a good Erev. Why? Because he wouldn't be able to reach the first day. He's never going to be able to reach the other area. Once he acquired his 2,000 amos to one side, to the east, right? So then it's prohibited for him to go to the west side, even one amma, because he just cut it off from the map. Then him and his Erev won't be in the same area at the time of the setting up your Erev. Therefore, if he doesn't have to go out of the border, only on the first day, or only on the second day, that's getting into something else, I'm sorry. But the idea here is like this, by these two Erevs, for the 2 days, make sure they're both, you know, at the end of 1,000 Amos, so that you could go to the other Erev if need be, for the second day. Because the moment you put the first one at the end of 2,000 Amos, you're cutting off the area for the second day, and you won't be able to make a proper Erev over there. Another case, what happens if Enotzarach doesn't need the Erev only for one day, for the first day or for the second day? So then he only place down one Erev and say as follows, Eruve HaRishon, the first Erev that I'm putting down, Eruve Zeh Yikne Li L'tzarach, right, this Erev should be for the first day, Vashini in the second, and Vashini Kibre, sorry, Eruve HaRishon, the first day, I'm only putting down one Erev. So the first day is when I want the Erev to be applied. Vashenik b'nei Iriya, and the second day, I'm just going to be like a regular citizen without any Erev. Or Eruv Yasheni. Let this one Erev I'm putting down just be for the second day. Vashenik b'nei Iriya, and the first day, I'm just going to be like a regular citizen without that extra Erev, without that, you know, bonus of 2,000 hours to walk. So he's picking which day he wants the Erev to apply. Do I want to have the Erev on the first day, or do I want to have the Erev on the second day? And the Chiddush is that I could make the Erev set up for me on day two, even though, you know, I'm holding on day one. I could set it to go and turn on, quote-unquote, on day two. And Rabbi Eliezer's whole reasoning is based on the concept that Yom Tov and Shabbos are two kedushos, two separate holinesses. And therefore, the Bein HaShemashos, the twilight zone of one, where the Erev is set up, will not acquire for the second one. And therefore, everything has to be done separately. Whereas, the Chachamim say, no. Ma'arev l'ruach achas. You can only make an Erev for one area, east or west, for both days. Oh, ein ma'arev kol ikar. Don't even bother making an Erev at all. And similarly, I ma'arev l'shnei yamim, or you can make an Erev for both days. Ein ma'arev kol ikar. Don't make an Erev at all. So they say, it's either one side or nothing, and it's either both days or nothing. Don't start dividing the sides or dividing the days. They argue on Eliezer's opinion. And the reason of the Chachamim is as follows, because they hold, Eliezer held, it's two separate Kedushos. They hold, it's a suffix, there's a doubt. Im Shnei HaYamim, if these 2 days, Yom Tov and Shabbos, are next to each other, whether they're Kedusha Achasim, they're one Kedusha, as compared to one giant long day,
Or no, they're two separate kedushos, and they're just totally independent of one another. Therefore, they're machmer over here, they're stringent. You can only make one erev for 2 days, lest they both be one kedusha, and that's their opinion. So the Mishnah says, Ketzad Yasa, so what do you do? According to the Chachamim, if you're making the erev for 2 days, to one ruach, to one side, you want to have the erev kayim, to be there during Ben HaShemashah, so of not just the first day, but the second day also. So, right, it's not enough for the erev just to be there on the first day. It has to be there on the second day also. So, Malicha Barishon, if Yom Tov fell out on Erev Shabbos, so you bring the erev on Erev Yom Tov, for the first day, which is Yom Tov, from Machshech Alav, and you sit by here till it gets dark, in the place where you want to have the erev to be set up, and then you acquire that area for your erev for Yom Tov. Then, Venotlo, you can take the food of the erev, Ubalo, and bring it back to your house so it doesn't get lost. And then the next day, Bashin, the next day, an Arab, Be'erev Yom HaSheni, meaning on Yom Tov, which is Erev Shabbos, you go back, Chozo Malach, go back, Mavod Yom, to the same place as the Erev, the Makom Shifisah, so put it back to where it was, and then Mach Shechalav, wait over there until it gets dark, in order that you should, the Erev should acquire for you during Ben HaShemashah, the second day also, which is going to be Shabbos here, but also then you can eat right over there, the Erev, the food, Sheni Yachal Leviyah, Bel Shabbos, because you cannot bring it on Friday night, from the Rishis Rabbim into your house. V'nimza mistakir b'halichaso, and it comes out the Erev, you're acquiring with, you're gaining with this halichaso, the walking, meaning, she'eruvei kanalo shvisa gan l'machar, the Erev acquires for him that is going to work for him for day two for Shabbos. V'yachalech b'Shabbos, and then he could walk on Shabbos to the place that he wants to go. The Erev is working for him on Shabbos. So that's one thing he gains, is the Erev works for him on day two on Shabbos. And he's also, you know, gaining his air that he can eat it right then and there where it is. He doesn't have to lose out the food, you know, from the Erev. Whereas if Yom Tov fell out after Shabbos, Shabbos was the day one and Yom Tov was the day two, since he can't bring it to his house on Friday night, so Malicho be'erev Shabbos, he brings it erev Shabbos and he leaves it there. And then he could go back, he goes back to his house on Shabbos, right, then on Shabbos, I'll go back to it during before Ben HaShemashos to check if it's still there. And then he stays over there until it gets dark, and then he can eat it achakach emoros if he wants, or bring it to his house. Meaning, if Shabbos was first, he brings the air of the air of Shabbos, right, leaves it there, comes home, he doesn't bring it home because he can't carry. And the next day he goes back, and he stays over there overnight during Ben HaShemashos to make the air of take its effect. And then he can eat it there if he wants, or bring it home. The idea here that he can't carry is that we're not talking about carrying. We're talking about the tuchum, the border. To stretch out the border, you have to do this erev tuchumen. Carrying is a whole other story, right? So on Yom Tov, you can always carry, so you can bring it home, whether there's an erev for carrying or not. On Shabbos, though, you know, if there's no erev up for carrying, and you can't carry it. That's why you have to leave it there, or eat it there. That's why you have to leave it there, not just bring it home. So again, what we're discussing here is an area for tchumen, for walking out of your border, out of the area where people live, into, you know, to stretch out your area, whereas the area for carrying is another concept. What about Ne'achal Barishon? If the Erev was eaten after Ben HaShemashos of the first day, Eruv Elarishon, and the Erev would work for the first day, then Eruv L'Sheni does not work for day two. From the reason that we explained earlier, that according to the Chachamim, they have a suffix, whether it's one Kedusha or two Kedushos, Shem HaShnei Yama, maybe it's 2 days, and if it's 2 days, if you ate it already, then it's not going to work for day two. And the Mishnah concludes, Amar Lahem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mo'udim Atem Li, you guys are more to me, you the Chachamim are more to me, Rabbi Eliezer, Shein Shtei Kedushos, that they actually are two Kedushos and not one Kedusha. Hare B'Devrichim, in your words, Shatim Om, that you're saying, Shem Nachal Ha'erev, that if you eat the Erev on the first day, then it's not an Erev for the second day, comes out, then you really mo'udah to me that Yom Tov and Shabbos that are next to each other are two separate Kedushos. Why? Because had they been just one Kedusha, Hare Erev B'Ben HaShemashos Shel Rishon, the Erev for the first day, should work for the second day, like one. And since, and you're showing that it's not. So since it's two Kedushos, Hare Efshar Gam La'Erev, La'Erev B'Hem Shteik Ruchos, you should be able to make two. You should be able to make an error for two sides also. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer is saying to the Chachamim, hey, you just said if you eat it on day one, it doesn't work for day two. So you see that then you hold of two kedushos then. And if you can hold of two kedushos, then let it work for two sides, for the east and west also. This is Rabbi Elazar's like question on the Chachamim. But the Chachamim will respond, they'll say, no, we're only being machmer over here, and we're being machmer over there, meaning there's a suffix. We're always going to be machmer. So if, you know, it's a matter of one day or two day, we'll say you have to have two separate areas because we look at it as 2 days. And if you're going to have this side or that side, we'll say you have to have, you know, two, you have to only pick one, meaning, again, Chum said it's all or nothing. Either both days or none, or one side or none. And that, what you're asking the question over here, that if he ate it on one day, it doesn't work for the second day, so he wants to try to show that, hey, look, you hold that there's two kedushos. It's not really a question, because they're only saying that out of a chumrah, because they're unsure whether there's two kedushos or not. But you can't bring a raya from here that they hold there's two kedushos. Comes out, Eliezer holds they have one kedusha altogether, and the chum hold that there's a suffix whether there are two kedushos or one, and therefore, if you're making the area, it's going to be for 2 days or none, and if you're making for one of the sides, either the east or the west, not for both.